looking at this report and what it summarizes from the research out there, that in very brief, that processed foods, processed meat can cause cancer, and red meat probably can cause cancer. What should that mean as far as people's food choices?
Well, we have known for quite a while that processed meats increase the risk of several cancers, including colorectal, pancreatic, and prostate cancer. But the risk is quite small. However, people who are consuming very large quantities of processed meats, particularly, that would be, you know, your sausages and smoked meats and those kinds of meats, probably should limit their consumption over time. Shouldn't be every day, and they probably shouldn't have large amounts on a continuing basis.
So the number I'm seeing from the monograph, 50 grams of processed meat, which might be a hot dog or a few pieces of bacon, if you do that every day, which I'm sure some people do, at least, would raise the risk of colon cancer by 18%. What is that in the context of? 18% from where?
Yeah, so that's a relative risk increase. So worldwide, that would potentially increase the risk of cancer by less than 0.5% worldwide. So you have a relative risk increase, but it's a risk from a small number to begin with.
How does this risk compare to the risk of cancer from, say, smoking or exposure to asbestos, things like that?
Yes, it's very low compared to that. Smoking probably is related to 30% of all cancers, and we're talking about, in the whole world, 8.2 million deaths a year to cancer. So smoking is about 30% of that. And as I just mentioned, this risk, if it is true, is less than 0.05% of all cancers. So yes, the risk is real, but it's a very low number of deaths.
When the WHO says that red meat probably causes cancer, what do they mean when they say probably?
Well, this is when they do it in a meta-analysis, there's associations of relative risk. They're probably overextending when they say red meat probably causes cancer, because the risk would be very, very low. And there were so many other things that also are related to risk of colorectal or pancreatic or prostate cancer.
So you sound more skeptical that that may be actually the case when it comes to red meat by itself.
Yes, I am more skeptical, and I think they probably overstated their data to some degree. On the other hand, for people who are consuming large amounts of red meat every day, they should be a little concerned.
Large amounts, what do we mean when we say large amounts?
Well, a serving of red meat, according to the FDA, USDA, et cetera, is 3 ounces of meat. So if you're the person that's going out and having that 12-ounce steak on a frequent basis, and particularly if you're grilling at high temperatures, there's an increased risk.
The grilling, the cooking at high temperatures, and for that matter, the processing in general, what's going on that causes the risk when that's done?
Yeah. So high temperature cooking causes a chemical reaction in the edge of the meat, which adds to the flavor, but also can produce carcinogens. So if we think about grilling your steak on a grill, the fat drops down onto the coals and then it smokes back up to the meat. Some of that smoke that comes back on the meat is a carcinogen. Now, most of the time when we eat it, those things are poorly absorbed and the liver takes care of it for us. But over time and with large concentrations and frequent consumption, one could have a slight increased risk.
And when we're talking about processing, which I guess means things like salting and fermentation and pickling, there may be other particular things that are done to meat. What's going wrong there?
Yeah. So with processing, particularly either with smoking or curing, and usually use chemicals to cure meats, there's a potential during that process to again produce small amounts of these carcinogens. We know they're present with most individuals. They're poorly absorbed, and the liver takes care of them. But again, if you're consuming them every day in large amounts, there may be an increased risk of some of these cancers.
What's the difference between red meat, meat from mammals, and other types of meat?
Well, the category of red meat generally does not include chicken, for example, or turkey, certainly not fish. Red meats have higher amounts of iron and hemoglobin, and it's the reaction, the chemical reactions with those components of red meat that that produce some of these potential carcinogens.
But the things that happen when meat is processed, including poultry and fish, that's also a danger with those?
So if you're fermenting fish, and that's not typically done in the United States, there's some increased risk. If you smoke red meat, there's a higher risk than if you're smoking, say, turkey or chicken.
Meat producers have been quick to criticize the findings from the WHO. They say they're too simplistic when it comes to assigning cause, and that it's ignoring other studies that do not find a link between meat and cancer. Do they have a point?
Yes, they have a point because they acknowledge that only a portion of the studies show a significant linkage, but not causation, an association with higher cancer risk. Not all of them. And in my opinion, they overstepped their bounds, particularly related to just red meat. Now, for the processed meats, we've known for quite a while that there is an increased risk.
Can other diet choices, and I think in your own, in one of your own papers, you mentioned that, say, a certain amount of fruit and vegetables can be beneficial in reducing the risk of cancer. Can this, in effect, counteract the risk posed by processed meat?
So I think one of the major recommendations for the listener is if you're going to have your steak grilled, have some vegetables with it as well, because along with vegetables or fruits come protective components. So those protective components can then counterbalance the potential adverse carcinogens that you might have in your processed meat.
In your career, seeing the research that's been going on about processed meat and to a lesser degree about red meat, has this affected your own food choices over the years?
So my wife and I consume about anything. We have red meat. We do have some processed meats, but it's not every day. And there are days we have no meat at all, and there's days that we'll have a steak. But I'm pretty careful when I grill my steak to have the coals on the sides and the steak in the middle. So I think we eat a very balanced meal, which includes meats.
And I'm thinking when you talk about the cooking there, you're essentially saying is that, at least in terms of cancer risk, rare might be safer than well done.
Well, well done is not a great idea if you're using high heat. So if you're grilling and is burning the meat, or if you're using frying and the meat's being burned, you are producing adverse chemicals. So you're much better off with medium or rare.
If you're cooking, say, in an oven at a certain set temperature, and it's just a matter of how long you have it in there, is that a different factor?
Yes. I would say that lower temperatures or not cooking well done is a good idea.
And then for practical guidelines, because I think a lot of people will feel a little bit at sea if you just say, don't eat too much, don't eat large amounts. what's a safe amount, a reasonable amount, if not, if you want to avoid every day, how far away from every day should you go?
So WHO is suggesting that consumption of equivalent to a hot dog or a couple strips of bacon every day is harmful. So if you're going to believe that report, then you should not have it every day. So some bacon a couple times a week, or a hot dog now and then, or a nice sausage is fine. Not every day.
Well, Professor Erdman, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.